You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, let's take a look at small cap stocks with Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks columnist. Dave, tell us about small caps.
Well, I can tell you, Pim, shares of smaller U.S. companies have a direction, unlike their larger peers. They're higher at the moment. The Russell 2000 index up 0.2%, while the S&P 500's little change. The Russell's biggest advance belongs to the chipmaker Intersil, whose ticker is ISIL. Person with knowledge of Nara said Japan's Renesas Electronics is in talks to buy the company for about $3 billion. And Intersil's shares, they're up 19%. Apparel maker Vince Holding, ticker VNCE, has gained about 8.5%. Piper Jaffray raised its rating to the equivalent of buy from hold. And Rovi, ticker ROVI, is up 7.5% or so. The provider of television programming guides signed a 10-year patent licensing agreement with Dish Network. Terms weren't disclosed. Now, the Russell's steepest drop belongs to the investment company Real Industry, ticker on that one, RELY, as in rely. It's down 8% after chairman and chief executive Craig Bouchard resigned. And Capstone Paper and Packaging, ticker KS, is down 5%. It's among stocks that have fallen after a benchmark cardboard price dropped. You've got International Paper, WestRock, and Packaging Corp of America also lower. Those three stocks down at least 2%.
Thank you very much, Dave Wilson. I'll just add one more to it, that, you know, the Circle K, the company that owns Circle K, the Alimentation Couche-Tard, they're based in Quebec. They are spending $4.4 billion to buy a small cap stock, CST Brands. They operate Texas-based gasoline stations. This is the Bloomberg Advantage. Oh, yes, they're getting together. Pfizer getting together with $14 billion and spending it for Medivation. Shares of Medivation right now, they are up more than 19%. And indeed, Pfizer investors, they seem to like the deal because the shares of Pfizer are also higher, but just higher by about a tenth of a percent. Here to tell us more and explain all this is Eric Gordon. He is professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, and he can be followed on Twitter at @umross_execed. Eric Gordon, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's nice to be back, Pim.
Tell us about this deal. Why is Pfizer paying more than Sanofi for Medivation?
Pfizer probably needs it more. I mean, it is a huge bump. In February, Medivation was selling for about $26.5 a share. It's being bought for $81.5 a share. That's something like a 3x bump since February. So big, big price.
What's changed since February to make it so much more attractive?
You know, what's changed is it got noticed. I mean, Sanofi sort of did the world a favor. Every drug company but Sanofi, I guess, didn't do itself a favor. It put it in play. So in April, Sanofi comes along and says, well, you know, we need what Medivation has. Medivation has some cancer candidates we could talk about. So Medivation comes along and Sanofi comes along and sort of, you know, said, well, do double the old price, $52 a share. Medivation
says, where do they get that? This is what I don't understand, is where do they get that number? They just pull it out of thin air. They say, well, you know, we don't want Sanofi to get it. So what we'll do, how about we just double the price?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you wonder whether they get it out of thin air. But here's what's going on with Medivation. It's a company that has a cancer drug product that is shows a lot of promise.
It's for prostate cancer.
It's for prostate cancer, and it's not only approved by the FDA, which is difficult to do, it's on the market, it's selling well, the company is profitable, and it looks like it's going to be a blockbuster, and a blockbuster in a key battleground for big pharma companies, oncology. As you know, the big pharma companies are having trouble growing. There are only a few fields where they expect to get growth. Cancer is one of them. So you have almost a one-of-a-kind company. So sometimes what I wonder is, why wasn't it noticed earlier?
And why wasn't it, do you believe?
You know, I think that the big pharma companies like to lay off the risk. They're risk averse. That's why they keep acquiring companies. You know, if you're an investment banker, you want to represent a big pharma company because it's like a monthly annuity. So the big pharma companies have cut back on doing risky research, and they watch and they wait. And what's happened with Medivation was the product went from being not approved to being approved to, well, how is it going to sell? Because it competes with a product from Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is a fierce competitor. But what they've seen unfold over the last 6 or 7 months is that the Medivation product actually is selling very well against J&J's product and, in fact, may well end up being the number one product. So they've
now
seen...
This is the Xtandi.
This is Xtandi, yeah. It's so
it's like it's an oral once-daily treatment.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's for prostate cancer, which is a growing disease. It's a disease that more and more men are getting. So a lot of good things about it. And it looks as if the drug actually in some ways is better than the J&J drug. And it's being taken up. Doctors are prescribing it. So what we've seen is something that looked like, well, a lot of potential. You know, lots of companies have drug candidates that look like they have a lot of potential until they fail. This one hasn't failed. It's succeeding. So the value changes pretty quickly to big companies once big companies see the risk go away.
Eric Gordon, if you take a look at Medivation, they have a deal with Astellas, I believe,
yes,
which is based in Japan. Will those kinds of joint agreements go away because of this takeover by Pfizer?
Not unless Pfizer buys out Astellas. I mean, Astellas has the rights outside the U.S. Those rights would be very valuable, so it'll be pretty expensive for Pfizer to do that. But Pfizer might be perfectly happy to, you know, have a multi-billion-dollar U.S. blockbuster to itself.
Somebody certainly has figured out what you've just said. I mean, or they're listening to you because the shares of Astellas Pharmaceuticals are up 1.25%.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, this makes Astellas worth more because Astellas has outside the U.S. rights to a drug that has been the subject of a bidding war because it wasn't just Pfizer that was in the game. You know, they had to go through, besides Sanofi, Merck was interested, Gilead was interested, Celgene was interested. So it's a big change in the valuation. But Pfizer also has some strategic reasons beyond this one molecule to pay a lot to get the company.
Thanks very much for spending time with us. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, speaking about Pfizer's $14 billion acquisition of Medivation. This is Bloomberg.